Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah, that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the sauce with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go to get large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube and view it for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQM. Hello, Leroy!
What's up?
How are you, man?
Beautiful weekend. Everybody wins.
Not the Panthers.
Not the Panthers. But
and not the Heat.
Did he play last night?
No, they lost on Friday.
Well, okay.
It was a while ago. Yeah, I understand. It feels like a while ago. But but the Dolphins and Canes.
Dolphins and
Canes. A football winning weekend.
It wasn't the best looking of Dolphins wins. But how many times have we complained about them not winning these games?
Look, I understand. I'm not complaining about the win. Trust me. Like,
they didn't look great.
No, it was, and it was just, you just saw why both teams were 3-7. You know, like you saw the decision making, especially the coaches, was questionable.
You made a valid point, and this is kind of how you have to, you know, understand. That the leader of your team, the head coach, regardless of what the analytics say as to what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, there is nobody in the world that should have a better grasp of what your team can do more than you.
Right.
So in that moment, when it's 4th-and-1, you want to score to try to ice the game or try to – have a lead where you can't lose. However, you went at it 2 or 3 times and came up with donuts.
Right.
Both of you.
Mm-hmm.
So what in the hell makes you think you're going to get it this time? That's what I'm saying. You have to be aware, even though, and if you would have said, you know what, I'm going to just take the points because we were 0 for. Everybody would have respected that.
Especially the idea
but
that...
But here's the other thing. Mm-hmm. If they would have got it, then we would have caused they got Stones move. And a lot of coaches want Stones instead of victory.
Well, this is the thing that I was confused about. So, like, the game was 13-13. Dan and I were talking about this before the game, right? Like, Dan, it was a weird game because the ball was moving a lot, but then they got to the red zone, and the red zone was the dead zone. Like, nothing was happening in the red zone at all.
It makes it a little bit – one of the things that it does that a lot of people don't sometimes understand is constricts everything.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have speed, they don't have to worry about getting beat deep.
Mm-hmm.
So all they have to worry about is what you do well, the crossing routes, the whatever. That's why you need to – you cross everybody and have that tight end find an open area in the middle of the field. When you have that, it works out.
Yeah.
So you can get away with it. You also have to – I don't know if – every time I see them get in the red zone and they made an attempt to be physical and run, the first down and the second down worked. So it always got down to third and two, third and three. That's the play you screw up on.
He got, like, right onto the doorstep, HN, and then he got held back. And I was like, you know what? Okay, now it's, like, let's set up for this field goal. Like, that was the they got to the two-minute warning. I'm like, the Commanders are not going to go and like, okay, if they go in tight, they're not going to go to the end zone and beat you. At the worst, it's going to go to overtime. I just didn't want them to come away empty because you're going to be sitting in this situation where the Commanders were going to have enough time to come back. But the thing that was weird is the drive before, when the Commanders had it, they went for it too. And I also didn't understand that. I'm like, why is a game that no points are happening? Why are we just giving up points? I didn't understand Dan Quinn doing it, and I didn't understand Mike McDaniel doing it. It was weird. Now, they did have a stat during the game, which I was unaware of, that the Dolphins in goal-to-goal
situation. Yeah, they scored every time.
They were perfect. I didn't know that until they weren't.
So keep in mind, this is also what you're thinking about, that we've had a lot of success doing this.
Yes, and that was a great play when they got stopped. Was it Bobby Wagner, Dan, the linebacker? It was a great play by Bobby Wagner. Tua was trying to do that like little play that he does to Tyreek all the time, to Waddle, and Wagner just gets it. It was a great play. Great play.
Right.
It just, when you had a game, okay, the drive starts, and you basically go three and out, right? Tua gets sacked, and they punt. And this guy, apparently, was his first punt return, and he didn't read the toes. I don't know what that guy's like. That's got to be. That was his first. It was his first time ever doing it.
Let me explain something. There is only one job on the football field that has you the most defenseless: punt returner. You know why? Because you got two eyes that can only look one way, but you try to make them look two different directions. You try to have him look at the ball and the rush.
Does
the
anybody volunteer to return punts? I'm sorry.
Does anybody return? Yeah, I don't know. I think that he hadn't done since college.
Right.
What year was it for him?
I don't know.
But they practice. If he's back there, they do it every
day.
Their
normal guy was out.
They do it every day if he's back there. So it's not like we're picking a rando guy to do it.
Well, he didn't even come close. And then Ethan Bonner gets the...
He looks shaky from...
Ethan Bonner gets the... So they get the ball back. Like, you get this gift. And I'm just like, just take the points, dude. Just take the point. And he's just like... McDaniel's just like, nah, dude. Ball's on the table. I'm going for it.
Well, at that point, it's free money.
I get you. But you're turning down the money.
Again, let's look at it from a perspective of this. You're talking about a team, regardless of what their record was, going into this game, perfect in the red zone.
I understand.
Perfect in goal-to-goal situations.
Yep.
So why would the coach not think they would be successful?
Yeah, especially like you just missed your first one. You're just like, well, we could do it. I get it, but also it just feels like you overthought it, dude.
Well,
So you don't get it, and then there's this time left, and of course the Commanders, thank God for the Commanders, because they're also stupid. They're also stupid because they're like humming down the field. Debo, 28 yards, finds Jacoby Jones is on the Commanders. Holy, he goes 25 yards. And so, like, you're like, great, you set yourself up.
In two plays.
And you're just
50.
Like, you know what we should do? We should just keep, set yourself up for a 50-yarder. We've gotten too cocky with the kickers. This
Well, here's the problem, though. I would tell you, if I'm a coach, what I'm thinking. What is the worst thing that could happen in this situation? A sack. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you just don't put yourself in that situation.
Right. Right.
But if you had a kicker that only had a leg to go 50 yards, you would have been more aggressive. And that sucks because that's how they think. We're in field goal range. Let's not do anything to screw it up. And so they ran it, but asking a bit much to say we're in field goal range at 56.
Yeah.
When you probably should be saying we need one more first down
to
be safe.
You should punch it a couple of times. And they were just like, let's go deep balls. I'm like, what?
Exactly.
I didn't understand that. And so, whatever. So we go to overtime. Dolphins win but defer. And then Jack Jones, awesome interception.
And guess what? The Commanders coach is probably over there going, that's why we didn't throw it on the other end.
Probably.
Right. You see what I mean?
Like, Jack Jones said, I think after the game, didn't he say, like, I just needed DeMarcus Mariota to throw it because he's no good at that. And I'm just like, he was having himself a day yesterday on social media, Jack Jones.
But
he was
peacocking. But that's kind of like, you know your players, you know your team tendencies. You have a sheet that gives you the analytics of it,
mm-hmm.
right? But sometimes you got to go old Jack McKeon on it.
Yeah, gut.
Gut feeling.
Gut feeling.
And when we looking at him down there, I said, yeah, you go for it. You try to end the game because mm-hmm. you, like, don't put it in somebody else's hands. You go and take control of it. And I said, and the other thing is if the Washington Commanders can go 99 yards with Marcus Mariota, then I'm going to tip my hat.
Right.
So that's why you go for it. You see what I mean?
No, that's why you would take the points.
No, that's why you go for it. You're like, no matter what
the –
I always thought this. Here's what I thought I was told as far as coaching. There's two things you always do when it comes to kicking versus going for it. First points to take the lead, end of half, end of game.
That was my point. Take the lead.
But that whole theory is out the window lately because everybody's
I don't know.
But that's so me.
Well, you know what I think it is? I think it's because, and this goes to the decisions that they were making with the kicker. I feel like it's become very chic now in the NFL because these kickers are bombing it.
Right.
And you have the dynamic kickoff.
Right.
It's becoming very easy to get into field goal range, so it almost feels like the three's automatic. I kind of understand, but not that game. It hadn't been that way. He had already missed a kick. I was just like, I don't know, the feel of the game, I didn't like the decision.
So
whatever.
That's where I'm getting at, is that the whole point of all of this is, you have to have a better feel for the game than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's sometimes I hate analytics for that reason.
Right.
I hate analytics because you've been with these guys for 5 months now. There is nobody who knows what they can and can't do more than the head coach. And so to sit here and kind of – and but again – they've been perfect. So like, if you miss it one time.
It's just what you said, though. It's just, for me, I was like, just take the lead. Just take the lead.
Right.
Just take the lead. That's it. I'm all for stones. I like stones. It was unnecessary stones.
So how about this? So, and I'm just thinking, let's see. Okay, you take those points. Then you kick off. Okay? That's one obstacle you got to, right?
Well, it's just like
instead of the ball being on the one or two,
mm-hmm.
now the ball's on the 25-30.
The only disaster scenario, though, is if you didn't go for the touchdown and then they score a touchdown. That's the only disaster.
Right.
Like, that's, you know, But the disaster scenario is you go for it, you don't get it, 0 points, they beat you with a field goal, right, which is what almost happened.
Yeah.
So, yep. Look, two coaches, I thought their balls were too big to coach that game for 3-7 teams. That's what it felt like. Because Dan Quinn, I was almost like, is there a gentleman's agreement amongst, I know they're friends. So it was like Dan Quinn, like, I'm coaching this game, Mike. You know, like, I got nothing to lose. Mike said, I was like, I really got nothing to lose. They fired my general manager, so I guess we're going to go at this one. Whatever. They win. The Dolphins are rolling. They got two in a row, and they got the bye week. You get to sit on it. You get to sit in some wins and come back for the Saints.
How many points can they score on bye week? What's the over-under?
I don't know. It's a good question. Will he go for it? Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Final numbers from yesterday as they beat the Commanders 16-13. Devon Achane, 165 total yards. He's good. Tua, 14-20, 171 yards. Ollie Gordon, he had a good game. Nine carries.
20, only 20 passes, huh?
Oh, listen. They were very, very limited on the Tua. They were big-time run game.
Well, because, first of all, that defense is not terrible. And they do get after the quarterback.
Yeah, I'll tell you too, Waddle had some big drops.
Right. He could have very easily been like 16, 17 for 20.
Ollie Gordon, 9 carries, 45 yards. He had the lone Dolphins touchdown. And that's that. Those were the numbers for your Fins. The Hurricanes, we'll get into them a little bit later, but they hammer NC State 41-7.
That was a good win because everybody said NC State was no pushover.
They killed them.
They killed them.
Panthers are back on the ice tonight against the Vancouver Canucks at 7 o'clock. That game will be heard on AM 560. Cats fell to the Lightning on Saturday 3-1. And the Heat, they're back on the hardwood tonight against the New York Knicks. Tip-off is set for 7:30. Coverage here on FM 104.3 begins at 6:15 with pre-heat.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
15 minutes.
Fifty 15 minutes of heat here for you on FM 104.3 WQAM. All right. Big announcement for the show today. We have Heat Warriors tickets to give away every single hour of this program, Leroy.
Only 30 minutes left to this one.
I know. So that means you better be staying tuned. But you're going to listen. You got it. Every single hour, we're going to give away Heat Warriors tickets. You got to listen for your cue to call, Leroy, which I think appropriately. You got my buttons up there, Dan Day? Appropriately, you listen for this, and this is your cue to call.
You should keep your mouth shut.
When you hear Pat Riley telling you to keep your mouth shut, that means shut your mouth and call up at 305-567-0560.
You mean Jimmy Butler?
What?
That's what he was saying that to. That you know what you were doing.
I think I may have gone too far this weekend.
And you were behind all of this.
No, I mean, I don't want to rehash this. But you know how you accuse me of being a pot stirrer? Which I don't appreciate.
You had your cauldron out?
I didn't feel like I had my cauldron out. I feel like I was accurate. So the Heat lose to the Knicks, all right? And frustrating game because they lost OG Anunoby in the midst of it. Cat went off in the first quarter. But ooh. Landry Shamet, oh my God. Was that Landry Shamet or Steph Curry? Who the hell was that guy? He absolutely annihilated the Heat. But another typical Heat game where these mother bleepers can't get a rebound. Can't get a rebound. And we find ourselves, you know, falling short in the fourth quarter because you just, the other team gets 15 more possessions than you do. And that math's not mathing, as the kids say, Leroy. So, not great. The Heat lose. Jovic, oof. I mean, woo! That was not a good performance. And, you know, so the Heat fall short. They lose to the Knicks. They got the Knicks again tonight. But I put out a little tweet. You know, because it was an Amazon Prime. It was an Amazon Prime game. Udonis Haslam was on the broadcast in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tweeted out that, man, Udonis Haslam would be sick to his stomach in that NBA Prime studio watching this Heat rebounding. Mm-hmm. A little levity, you know? Who would have thought? He didn't find it funny.
No.
He didn't find it funny. And I may be in trouble. I may have gone too far.
See?
But I think for them, the biggest thing was they kind of beat Miami at their own game because Miami is one of the top scoring benches in the league. Miami likes to get up and down. Now you take the fact that they beat Miami up on the offensive glass as well. So I think that game, even though the pace was playing to the favor of the Heat, I think the overall physicality of that game, I think that was in the favor of the Knicks. And I think we saw that we're on the Heat. So once again, we talk about everything they're doing great offensively. No rebounds, no rings, fellas, and y'all know that.
UD, I want you to know that the people were thinking about you and the fact that you had to talk about this game. As you see from this tweet, says, you know UD has to be sick to his stomach in that NBA on Prime studio with the Heat's rebounding. Right on cue.
Brendan, you are correct.
Brendan from Miami, what is he doing? Listen, what are we doing here? Everybody getting a call from Fat Joe? Is that what everybody getting a call from Joe? Who I need to start calling? You got a lot of people. Brendan, you still on our side, Brendan? Because I can see you. I can find you. But no, I mean, of course. I'm going
to hold him down for you, UD.
No, you don't have to do that.
Up and down.
Look, I didn't mean anything by it.
Let me tell you
something. What are you talking about? He just said his take. I had the same take. Why is he mad at me?
You know why.
Why, dude?
Because your take comes with...
What does that mean?
You putting spice. It's spicy. You always throw the extra, like you just can't have a take.
I didn't mean anything by it. Just know, like he said before the game, no rebounds, no rings. Guess what? No rebounds.
Guess what? You'll have a chance to straighten that out. I'll make sure next time we. Oh yeah.
I wasn't even complimenting the Knicks.
You know he about to come to.
You know I hate the Knicks guts.
You know he's gonna be at the game tonight,
dude. Let me tell you something.
No, dude.
I'm telling you something right now.
You got to get all your conversations and in line for UD.
Listen, I appreciate that he is a very professional broadcaster.
No.
Okay? I appreciate that. As a professional broadcaster myself, I appreciate professional broadcasting.
You know what he did to you?
What?
Hold my earrings.
What did I upset him? It's true.
You go too far.
What do you mean, dude? You watched that rebounded effort. You were sick to your stomach.
Here's the part. You ready? See, because you Mike McDaniel this situation. And is that you think that what you did is no big deal, but it makes you truly unaware. First of all, you throw UD in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you.
Mm-hmm.
You throw UD in it so it'll get back so they'll do something like read it. I don't know if you know it would go that far, but that's why you put UD in it. Mm-hmm. Because when you write to Chuck or you write to when they put all the tweets on there, right? If you at one of the people up there, somebody's going through it, mm-hmm. boom. So that's where I know you're sneaky, all right? Because I know you.
I'm not sneaky. Right?
Then you put the little twist of it, and that's what got you. Hold up. Man, you a Miami guy.
Yeah, and did he? Hold on. But you can't get mad at me when you have the same take. He's sitting there, and he's like, again, oh, no rebounds, no rings. And I'm like, exactly, dude. You had to be sick to your stomach. He goes, don't tell people I'm sick to my stomach. I'm like, what are you mad about? Because I told everybody the truth? He was sick to his stomach. He's texting Khalil Ware after the game.
Okay, well, let me tell you. Tonight, you tell him that.
I don't know if he's going to be there.
See how well that
goes. I don't know. I didn't want to upset him.
Oh, don't get back.
Well, obviously it did.
See? Deal with the consequences.
All right, so what? I'm just not allowed to address these problems in public? You know how you felt. He knows how you felt.
You can address it, but why you had to at UD? At by you atting UD.
I didn't at him. I added NBA Prime, whatever the hell it's called.
Even worse.
Why is that worse?
Because you at them,
mm-hmm.
hoping they would read it, and you go, UD. Once you put UD in that conversation,
I was hoping we could get
you
some.
You could have said, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick to my stomach.
Maybe.
As UD always said, mm-hmm. no rebounds, no rings.
Maybe I was hoping for great analysis of why the rebounding is an
issue. Oh, you're going to get some analysis when you come face to face with UD.
He's sitting there and he's like,
get him, UD. See?
What do you mean?
They always talk about me.
Don't tell him to
get ain't me. Come get him.
Why?
Come get him.
I didn't do anything.
You want to borrow my shoulder pads?
No. I didn't do anything wrong. They yes, can't rebound.
Did. No.
It was so frustrating.
No kidding.
He knows it.
And it don't matter, too. Like, you could put tall guys in there, but their skill set is not. We don't have a
and
guy.
By the way,
every team has a guy that he don't score points. He just get rebounds.
And by the way, I know I'm right because I heard Blake Griffin in the background going, he's right. Hype man. Blake Griffin's my hype man.
Dude, you stop.
What?
That was OG 6-8.
He was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Street clothes.
He's right.
He already, at his rookie year was his second or third year in the league.
All right, so note to self. No.
Oh, no, 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 no.
No, no, no. Just,
don't worry about notes now.
What do you mean? No.
Hey, you should have wrote that damn note before you opened your mouth, before your Twitter fingers went out.
I was hoping for a great TV moment of UD about the Heat's rebounding issues, and he's like, I'm going to rebound your head off the window. How about that?
You got one. I can't wait. Ooh. Hold up. I'm going to keep it going.
No, don't keep it going.
Yeah. Oh, you want to know how to stir the pot?
Just move it on.
Hey. You want to know how to stir the pot?
By the way, I'm not the only one who drew his ire. Yesterday, he's going at it with Gaylord Fokker on social media because Ben Stiller's like, because he has this whole thing afterwards where he's telling Khalil, he texted Khalil after, I'll play a clip. This is what UD said.
Yeah, immediately after the game, I immediately text Khalil and I said, get all the film with Mitchell Robinson in the game. Watch all the film on every offensive rebound he got on you, how he positioned himself early and pushed you under the basket. You can't rebound if the ball is not in front of you. You have to have the ball in front of you to rebound. And the first thing he said was, you're absolutely right. I'm going to get the film, and it won't happen again. And I think when your guys in our position, and those guys are making way more money than us, and Khalil probably might have saw me play twice. You don't have to listen to me. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, just to have a young guy that's receptive to your information that you're giving him, I think it just makes it a lot easier for us to want to help these guys. Nobody wants to help a guy that doesn't listen. So I love that, and I think he'll be better the next game. They got the Knicks on Monday, so we're going to see it.
There you go. The Heat will storm back.
So Ben Stiller responds to this clip, and he goes, it will happen again. And UD goes, big fan, but this clearly ain't your lane. Then he puts the Along Came Polly gif of him getting, you know, into the old hairy guy's face. We all remember that movie. Yeah. By the way, and like I don't want to whine about it.
No! Hey!
What?
Listen. You worry about you right now.
What do you mean worry about me? I didn't do anything wrong. I know that's not a good argument against Udonis Haslem because, you know, it's Udonis Haslem.
He didn't listen. He got receipts.
What does he think? Don't listen.
Don't save that for me. Keep that harness in. I want you to go at UD like that.
I'm telling him right now.
I will tell him face to face.
I don't understand what the problem was. You saw the game?
Hey. You got any pictures with UD? Because, you know, we boys. Every time we see, we take a picture together.
I don't have any pictures with UD.
Yeah, you know why?
Other than us, like, interviewing him.
You know why?
No selfies.
No, you know why?
Why?
Your comments.
My comments? What about your jokey jokes over the years?
When an athlete calls another athlete old, it's almost like a term of endearment.
Okay, well, this is an athlete to athlete.
You've been at it for so long that we could call you, it's a compliment.
Okay, well, you know what, dude? This is an athlete to athlete. This is broadcaster to broadcaster. In the game, the
big story was broadcaster
to broadcaster.
What?
He is a professional broadcaster, The Heat rebounding stunk. Hey. And he's like, don't tell the world that we stunk. And I'm like, what do you mean, dude? You just said no rebounds, no rings. Why am I getting any shrapnel?
Hey. Now you're going to be journalist, broadcaster, dealing with an old athlete.
Yeah, I don't want that.
It was too late. You should have thought about that before. Oh, no. Listen, there you go. Because when he calls Aaron Rodgers old, it's a compliment. You guys are confusing me talking about Aaron Rodgers. Ooh, 1-2.
Oh, yeah. Jalen Ramsey went at Ja'Marr Chase. He said he spat at him.
Hey, let me tell you. Oh, he did.
Yeah, that's gross.
Oh, that was he.
Is that the second spitting incident this year?
Yeah. No, remember old boy from Philadelphia against Dallas.
Right.
But
Jalen Carter, right?
Yeah,
Dak Prescott.
He said, but Dak, they showed Dak, he spit down.
Yeah, I know.
That was right on the chest.
Do we have that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
National championship this year?
I think so.
It's down here?
I think so.
Yeah, we do, Dan? Okay.
Yeah.
For sure. January 19th.
Well, just so we're clear, though, just because the Canes beat NC State worse than Notre Dame, they're still not better than Notre Dame, even though they beat Notre Dame, just so everybody's clear. I don't make the rules. Them's just the rules. I'm lashing out, I understand, but, you know, so dumb.
Who's Notre Dame has one loss or two?
Two.
Texas A&M and Miami.
But they lost to Miami!
I know.
That's the thing that's crazy!
We've had this.
It's so stupid!
We've had this conversation before, is that if you beat a team, now here's the other thing we could say. Miami lost to two unranked teams.
Okay, but
and Notre Dame lost to two.
Guess who they lost to though? A team. They lost to a head to head. When do the games matter, Leroy? When do the games matter? You know?
Yeah, but
it's so
dumb. You don't think it matters, even though you beat said team. Their two losses are to top five ranked teams at the time.
Not if one of those is you.
Well done. And your two losses against unranked teams.
Yeah, I don't think it matters.
You don't think
if they lost to you, if it would have been a different team, no argument. If they lost to you, then yeah, sorry. It's actually, I feel like they got to make it up even more. That's it. Sorry, them's the rules, or should be the rules. They just make up the rules as they go.
Well, I would say this: they want Notre Dame up there. So, unrealistically, they always get up there.
Isn't it amazing?
But I would say this. They play four, squeeze it, maybe five tough games a year. And then they play all the armed forces and the Coast Guard.
And do tell this, by the way. This is what I'm curious.
Do they play USC this year? Yeah.
Yeah, they beat them.
They beat them? Okay.
Yeah. But, like, the thing that I'm just looking at is like, okay, great. So you beat USC. Good for you. You didn't beat Miami, though. You shouldn't be above them. Them's the rules. They don't even have this dumb SEC.
It's early in the year, though.
It's not early in the year. There's two games left.
But I'm saying when they lost.
Oh, that's another one that's silly. Let me tell you something. When the game happens, the game happens. Sorry. We don't get to do that. If anything, both teams are probably healthier. The Canes now are going out there. They got no cornerbacks. Their starting running back is gone. What are we talking about? That was the most primo game that there was. Everybody healthy, a whole summer to prepare. Mm-hmm. Canes kicked their ass. Doesn't matter, though. Oh, it was a road game and, you know, a tough atmosphere. And you make every... For what? Can I ask you something? For what? What does this Notre Dame do for you? Every year, you're trying to prop them up. Every year!
So
they don't even respect our troops. They go out there. They beat our armed forces.
You don't think that losing a game in the first week of the season,
mm-hmm.
that means no matter what you do the rest of the year, the team you lost to should be above
Is
you?
That not the game? I'm sorry. Why make it a big deal then? If they're going to – because this is why I have an issue with it. All right? And I know I sound like a homer here, but whatever. This
don't make any sense.
It does make sense. Because
not if you
Leroy,
play early in the year.
If you're going to make – because this became the thing. They wanted to make opening week, before the NFL gets going, they wanted to make it the biggest deal.
Week zero.
Well, you don't get to make it the biggest deal, and then all of a sudden, well, it doesn't matter that much after the season goes on. It's stupid. Yeah. Did the game happen or did the game not happen?
But all right. Like, I hate that you put me in a situation to where if I make sense of it or try to make sense of it, then I'm a hater.
No.
And that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that if one plays two
mm-hmm.
in the beginning of the year and two beats one, and then they play 10 games in between there, moving back and forth or whatever, that means two should always be above one?
If the record's the same, yes.
But that's with all those games, you're moving up and down based on those games week to week.
If it's the same record, in what sport? Hold on, let me tell you something right now. And I'm not being a jerk about this. Let's be legitimate at this.
Mm-hmm.
If the Dolphins played the Bills, okay, mm-hmm. and they beat them both games, yeah. fantasy, understand. They finish with the same record. What's the tiebreaker?
Head-to-head matchup.
Boom. And the, if the Heat and the Cavaliers finish with the same record, right, and the Heat have more wins against the Cavaliers, what's the tiebreaker?
It's head-to-head. But
so if the Canes and Notre Dame finish with the same record, why in God's name do we have to do this whole song and dance about, well, it was early in the season. I don't understand that. The game should always matter the most. I had this problem with FSU.
So let me get this straight. And I'm trying to understand your logic.
Mm-hmm.
Notre Dame lost to the third-ranked team, and Miami was the what?
I think they were 10th.
10th. Okay. It's two top 10 teams.
And they only lost to Texas A&M by one.
Right. Two top 10 teams.
Mm-hmm.
Miami lost to two unranked teams.
Right.
And you're still telling me that no matter what poll you have, man, because as this goes on,
right,
you losing to a top three team doesn't drop you that much.
Mm-hmm.
But you losing to an unranked team,
right,
should drop you more. And you did it twice.
I understand that.
So I'm saying just the way the path that their seasons have taken, that's why they're so far apart.
But once we have
They get the same record. Miami should still go, regardless of how the season's
gone. Once the season finishes out, okay, let's say they both finish with two losses and you have a head-to-head win over a team, it absolutely should be the ultimate tiebreaker. You could window wax. You could talk logic. In what sport? Leroy, in what sport? I'm asking you a question. In what sport does head-to-head never matter?
Football, because you get ranked every week.
It's stupid, though. How many times do we look at this thing?
In your conference, it does matter.
When FSU...
But in your conference...
They're not in our conference.
No. You misunderstand what I'm saying. In conference play,
mm-hmm,
the head-to-head matters. But in the national rankings...
The stupid rankings?
I can't... Like, I'm just like, all right. Like, I don't understand. So here's what I'm getting at. Regardless of how the seasons have played out, right?
Yep.
And regardless that Miami lost to two unranked teams,
mm-hmm,
no matter what, they should be above Notre Dame.
If the record's the same.
Do you understand?
If the record's the same. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, but you can't lose to teams that you're supposed to be better than.
Fine, but if the record's the same, if we're not talking one...
You sound ridiculous. Like, the more I think about it, it's just during the course of a season...
I don't think I do sound ridiculous.
During the course of a season... Depending on who you play and how you play, week to week, those rankings change.
But they're always – hold on. I don't understand this because you've always been the thing that the rankings are fluffed up. They're just subjective. This is made for TV. What has always mattered is what? The games.
Okay, but yes, the games matter. So one team loses to two top 10 teams and the other team loses to two
– But they lost to you.
Hold on. The other team loses to two unranked teams. Who you think they're going to put ahead of who? Regardless of what the head-to-head. The team that only lost to...
You can't say that, though. I can't...
I'm telling you how it works.
Hold on. I know how it works. I'm arguing how it works. I know how it works. I understand the argument. My thing is, it's dumber to just throw out proof that we have of a game that happened. You're just like, nah.
Three months ago.
Who cares? Leroy, is the season or what? I don't understand that.
So
who cares that it was 3 months ago? The season is the season. Okay. The stupid championship happens it used to happen a month after the last game happened.
Correct.
Who cares? Like, right. College football is so dumb with this stuff.
No, here's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out if the Canes were on the other side of this. Would you be fine with it?
I wouldn't have much of an argument. I don't know how you could have an argument. I lost to that person.
Because you lost to two unranked teams.
But if you lost...
You can't go lose the two games that Notre Dame lost. And I hate Notre Dame. Leroy has never sounded dumber. And that's saying a lot. All right, we'll end it. You guys have no... So the Canes should be 10th.
Or
based on the way this season
or went, Notre Dame should be lower.
They should be 10th.
Or the Notre Dame should be lower.
But Notre Dame's 10th.
Then they should be lower. I'd be fine
with
that too.
So where should the Canes be?
12, 13. We should be 12. They should be 13. Okay. I'd be fine with that. At least it would make sense.
Okay.
At least the games would make sense.
Okay. Like this, you know, I get aggravated with the.
I don't understand why, though. Because it goes against everything you've ever argued on the show.
No. Oh, my God.
We got to take a break. We're way up against it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.